Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, our halacha topic from that Lamed Tes in Meseches Ksubis is an important one, topic which to this day has many different shitas and many different approaches amongst the G'dayli HaPoiskim, and in no way is this halacha lemaisa from the Daily Daf, but rather it is to give background to some of the important issues that surround shilos of contraception in halacha. In our daf, we had an important memra of shalosh noshim mishameshes b'moch, and that is that there are three women who, if they become pregnant, it will be a sakana, there'll be a danger for them to give birth, and therefore they are allowed to use a sponge, according to Rebbe Meir, to prevent from them becoming pregnant. Of course, this is probably the most important Talmudic source for questions of contraception in halacha. One of the most important issues that emerge from our sugya is a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, exactly what is the case that we allow a woman to use this sponge to prevent contraception, to prevent conception, in the cases of safkana. Of course, let's just emphasize that in our sugya, the only discussion was using contraception in the case of, God forbid, if a woman became pregnant, then it would be a risk to her life. Let us start with understanding the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, see the presentation of the Chochmas Adam, and then see a couple of very important shuvas from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal. The opinion of Rashi is that a woman would be allowed to use, as Rashi says two lines from the top on our daf, a moch in order to prevent the conception to take place. And the way many Rishonim understand is to even place the moch in the vaginal area before Tashmish, if we're dealing with a woman that is going to be in Sakana if she gives birth, despite the fact that this would be considered as if their matil zera al eitzim va'avonim, the worst form of hashchasa zera, nevertheless, in the case of Sakana, it would be mutter, according to Rashi. See Reb Ruven Grzovsky in Yevamos that explains why Tosos disagrees with this position of Rashi. But according to Rashi, that would be permissible. However, and this is elucidated very clearly, one has to read the Tosas well on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph in Ksubis and in Yevamos on Yud Beis. However, the Chochmas Adam in his Sefer Binas Adam, in the back of the Sefer Chochmas Adam, the Sefer Chochmas Adam is extremely, extremely important in our tradition in Halacha Lamaisa. I heard both from Rabbi Branspiegel, may have refuah shalema, and Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, my Rebbe here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, that the Posek Achron, if you will, for Yaradeya, for us, in our tradition, is the Chochmas Adam, and he actually elucidates very simply and very clearly the machlokis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and applies it in Halacha Lemaisa, and he explains that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that one would not be allowed to put in the moch beforehand, even b'shas ha-sakana, but rather, as our Tosas indicates on our daf, that what would be done in the case of sakana, which Rabbi Meir allows, which we will see, that the Chachamim also agree with, it's just the Chachamim have a disagreement of whether we employ Shomer Psoyim Hashem in the case of a Ktana and others, but in the case of where the doctors tell us it would be a sakana, then the Eitza would be for her to use a sponge to remove the zera afterwards, but not before. Beforehand would be permissible, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even to use a sponge, but only after Tashmish. To place the moch inside would not be acceptable. Comes along the Binas Adam, and he says, Isha sherofim omrim shim tisaber tistakein, Imuter lebayla leshamish ima b'moch. When it comes to a woman that the doctors say that she'll be in a sakana, is she allowed to use a sponge to absorb the zera and have that placed in beforehand? So he spells out, as we elucidate above, the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and he concludes that since vihine biyaredeya kuf tzadivav sif yud gimel, then in Hilchos Nida we learned demuteres lirchotz lahaflit zera, that a woman is allowed to wash out her cervix area to remove any zera. So too, she says she would be allowed to do what she can to allow the zera to come out, as the Rambam writes, and even to wash with hot water. However, he concludes, avalitein moch ba'osa makom kodim tashmish osur kein nirali. He concludes that it would be prohibited to put a moch inside, even in the case of sakana. Ramesha Feinstein does a beautiful job of summarizing the Shitas as well and applying it into some modern instances, and comes out in a slightly different way with tremendous deference to the Chochmas Adam and Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer. Ramesha comes to a different conclusion, halacha Lamaisa. This tshuva was written to his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yitzchak Smol, still in Russia, Evin Ezer Chelik Aleph Simin Samach Gimel. He points out that the Pischei Tshuva in Evin Ezer Simin Chof Gimel Sifkatan Beis brings a major machlokis. Rabbi Kiva Eger, all the giants, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Chassam Sofer, and the Binas Adam, all say that to put in, as we elucidated before, the contraceptive in a case of a sakana beforehand is not going to be acceptable. However, the Chemda Shlomo says that it's mutter. That's how Ramesha starts off the tshuva. Then Ramesha concludes that since he believes that most Rishonim actually learn like the position of Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam, and he counts Tosas and Yevamis, the Nemuki Yosef, the Shita Mekubetzes in the name of the Ramban, the Ra'ah and Ksubis, as Rabbi Kiva Eger himself points out, that it would be permissible in a case of sakana, despite the fact that it has the din of normally a prohibition of a man and woman. Now that's an interesting question. What is the status of the woman? And Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses this. What exactly is the woman on the woman of being mashchis zera? But that's not so important in terms of halacha l'maisa. Definitely in lamdus, that's extremely important. But there would be a prohibition for a husband and wife to have a moch put inside if it wasn't a case of sakana, but most Rishonim, Ramosha argues, say that it would be permissible, and therefore Ramesha concludes a very long tshuva. V'lachein l'anias daiti l'maisa im efshar b'moich o b'rober shetachnis ha'isha b'rachma ba'ofen shelo nikar mi b'chutz, if she could place this moch or a rubber, which is probably a diaphragm, and then she could have relations with her husband, and then, in a case of sakana, we have solved the problem. Ramesha then says that there might be even room in a case of where it is nikar bibachutz. The difference between nikar bibachutz or not, a diaphragm that's inserted inside, because that is more of a derech tashmish. The fact that the diaphragm is blocking the uterus from receiving the semen, nevertheless, it was more of a derech tashmish than it would be mebechutz. Nevertheless, Ramesha seems to entertain the possibility it will be mutter in the case of sakana. Now, obviously, what needs to be emphasized is that all of this discussion, starting from the Gemara itself, was, of course, only a case of sakana. That is the instance that everybody was discussing. Ramesha Feinstein, later on, in Evin HaEzer, Chelek Dalid, Simin Lamid Dalid, does raise another phenomenon, which of course takes us into the situation of today, and propels us to a contraceptive of the present. Not the only type of contraceptive of the present. In fact, for the year 2015, this is no longer contemporary, but Ramesha Feinstein, at that time in Simin Tavshin Lamites, deals with the pill. And Ramesha discusses and writes the following. He says, as I've described in Chelek Aleph, from my days in Russia, let's take a look at the dates of the tshuva. The tshuva in Russia was written in Tuf Resh Tzadi Hei. The tshuva that begins to discuss the pill is in Tafshin Lamed Tes. So that is, we are now in Tafshin Ayin Hey. That's 36 years ago, but in halachic time, that's a very, very short period of time. Obviously, we do need to adjust to newer realities. But Rav Moshe does say that in a case of where a woman is sakana, so then in such a case, not only would a moch be acceptable, but pills are even better. He writes the following, Avadai who came b'mokum she'ef sholol shamish b'moch. She should certainly be able to use a moch, as he had described earlier. V'av she'ef sher b'moch. But what happens if she can't use this type of contraceptive, like a diaphragm? Im ef sholol shamish b'glulot, pillin, a pill, she'yei shimonim gam kem l'saber. That would be, as he's about to go on to say, in an ideal world, even better. Av shel din zed de menia meheron, Harayon hiadifa darein asosem esarechem. It's even better than a diaphragm because it doesn't close the uterus. It is a chemical reaction. Rav Moshe in those days, and I've heard, I believe, from his son-in-law that Rav Moshe was very concerned about the fact, and this comes up when Chassan and Kala talk about using the pill to adjust a woman's period. Every once in a while, the pill can wreak havoc on the hormonal system, and that could cause a woman to bleed in a time that she would not expect, and that creates many problems in Hilchos Nida. So Rav Moshe says he's not so into this. Remember, this is a long time ago, close to 40 years ago, when the system of the pill had not been refined, and even after it's been refined, it still can create havoc for certain women. So that needs to be kept in mind as well, Rav Moshe points out. But at the end of the day, Rav Moshe says that it is less of menias harayon as a difficulty in halacha because it doesn't even stop up the rechem. What happens is that the woman is taking some chemicals and that is causing that her lining, her uterine lining, is not capable of producing the eggs that would fertilize from the semen. And Rav Moshe says, certainly that would even be better in a case of sakana of being than being mishamesh b'moch. This is the basic literature from the Gedolei HaPoskim that emerge from our Gemara. Rav Moshe says that one could follow the Shita of Rashi in terms of mishamashos b'moch even beforehand. The Binas Adam, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chassam Sofer, a lot of giants disagree, but Rav Moshe in the end collects that there are many poskim that would say that even beforehand it would be acceptable as well. And then Rav Moshe says that a pill would even be better. It seems to me that the IUD should not be in the category of a diaphragm, because as well, the IUD does not block the rechem, but rather it creates a chemical reaction, the intrauterine device that is used as a form of contraception. And then in such a case, it could very well be that it falls into the category of a pill. Notice, of course, that our entire discussion was only in the case of sakana. That is how the Gemara began to discuss the sugya on our daf. Any other instance, as well as chas v'chalil in case of sakana, needs to be discussed with gedolei moreh hora'a. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Ksubis on daf lamites.